driving a Hummer, you might think of another brand. Hummer is going to close up shop. A pure collapse thanks to the Chinese deal being blown apart. Do we really care about that? Speaking of cars, Mr. Toyota, the real Mr. Toyota, went to D.C. How was he received? We'll talk about it. I'm laughing because it was a massive mea culpa. He was very emotional, actually. During his testimony, you could tell he was extremely nervous. This is the grandson of the company's founder, and he's taken over, and he's only been in a place for a year, and he felt like he was in the hot seat, I'm sure. This show is America Tonight. We go coast to coast and everywhere in between. My name's Kate Delaney. If you happen to tune in for the first time, welcome aboard. If you thought we were talking about flying saucers and aliens, sometimes we do. In fact, we've had some interesting conversations about it, but we're not that guy on all those other stations, so we're glad that you found us. Maybe you got tired of talking about that. We have some other things that we're going to get to, some important things, including that ex-cop who pled guilty in the Katrina killing cover-up. Remember that when the people were going across the bridge? How sad. One of the worst things, I think, that happened as a result of Katrina, although there were so many awful stories that came out of that terrible, terrible day when the levees broke in 2005 and days later what it was like. In the meantime, I think one of the most tragic things that we deal with in this country is when you hear you're cruising around doing your landscaping gig. I don't know, maybe you're a lawyer, an accountant, a student, whatever you are, it's not important, but you're doing your deal. And you happen to hear, oh, there's been a school shooting. And the first thing you think of is, let's face it, Columbine. How serious is it? What happened? Was it kids? Did somebody come into the school? And here we go again in Littleton, Colorado. And luckily this time a teacher acted quickly, but how scary to realize what was happening in the school. And how is it that somebody gains access into a middle school, signs in, and just as they're in the school, just being able to do whatever he wanted to do. So there was a gunman who entered and shot and wounded two students. So one teacher with the help of another and some of the bus drivers, they were able to hold down the shooter until the police arrived. One of the teachers is being called hero, David Beneke, I think is his name, and here's what he said happened.
Unfortunately, he got another round off.
You were moving towards him at that point?
I was walking towards him, and then I realized that it was a bolt-action rifle and that he wasn't going to be able to load quickly enough for me, and so I grabbed him. The next thing I remember, basically, is we're on the ground struggling.
Can you describe for us how you grabbed him? Was it? Can you just use your arms and...
I grabbed him by the front, by this.
Like that?
Right, and then we were kind of dancing around for a while, and I don't really remember how we got on the ground.
You know, it's odd. I said that thing about Columbine High School, too, and remember Littleton, Colorado. This middle school was 2 miles from Columbine, which happened in 1999. Good for that teacher and good for the others who did something. And, you know, here he was working a bolt action rifle. And I love the attitude of the teacher who says, I'm just sorry I wasn't able to get there before. Nobody was killed. That's the good news. The suspect is this guy who used to be a student there. His name is Bruco Strong Eagle Eastwood, just 32 years old. And he was there in the 90s, so he's been charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder, and he is being held on $1 million. If he posts bond, which is doubtful, the court ordered that he has no contact with anyone under 18, and he has to seek mental health treatment, and he can't possess, of course, the firearms, all that sort of stuff. His next court appearance is in next week. And this is just very creepy when you think about it. What is the motive in this shooting? And they're trying to investigate this. The students who were wounded were a boy and a girl, and they were taken to the hospital. Luckily, non-life-threatening injuries, although can you imagine that they were picked off that way. Both were eighth graders. Oof. Wow. And apparently there was one other student involved in this, and he's in serious condition at a children's hospital, and his mother issued a written statement just saying thank you so much for, you know, all the support, because people are bombarding them with letters and flowers and all that sort of stuff. But she just asked for privacy, saying that he was recovering from a fractured rib and a lung injury, apparently. What's strange is how he had access there. And we're going back to the same thing about bills and money. They talked to the father of this guy, and the father said that, yeah, my son has struggled with mental illness, and the real thing is he was behind on bills. He couldn't hold a job because of his not really knowing what he's doing half the time. He heard voices. He tried to get help, but had no money to pay for it. And everyone around him is trying to give any information they can as they're doing this investigation. But here we go again. This is going to be another one of those gun arguments. And then you could make the argument for arming the teachers. In Israel, the teachers are armed. They have guns either in their, some of them, I guess, actually carry them on them, or they have them in the desk, as it might be. But here we go with, what if the teachers were armed? Luckily, nobody in this case was killed. They got the guy. He had problems, so whatever set him off to get made him go back to the school. I mean, who knows what that is? But what an awful thing for these kids to witness. And it does bring up the argument of school safety, and should, when you're at a middle school, your kids go to a middle school, and, you know, that's young kids, should you be worried that something like this could happen? And the teachers did react, did hold them down, and that's the best news possible to come out of it. But as the Supreme Court is going to take up the argument in March with guns, and there's the issue of gun control versus the right to bear arms and, you know, concealed and carry, maybe, the push for teachers to be able to be armed will get underway again. There's already been some people who have suggested that in the Midwest. So far, that hasn't happened, and it goes against the grain of what most of the teachers' unions would say. But if there is a problem in the schools, where more and more there's the problem of, how can you totally be sure of who's in the building and what the motivation is and all that sort of stuff? Is it too far-fetched, or do you just need more security guards? Food for thought. We have much more to get to in this show, and we will hit the highlights coming out of D.C. Tomorrow's a big day. Dems and the Republicans meeting on C-SPAN, we think. It depends on where you live. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hi, this is Peter Krautschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krautschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krautschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk more about that shooting in Littleton, Colorado. Thank goodness no one was hurt. And also the Olympics. How about those medals? The U.S. up to 28. My prediction of 30 getting a little shaky. It looks like it could be maybe over 30, especially the way the U.S. men's hockey team is playing. It's been exciting to watch all the stuff out of Vancouver. So here we are in America tonight, and twice a month, the guru of all things collectible joins us on this show. We're always thrilled to have him, Harry Rinker. A lot of fun to talk to Harry Rinker. There's been some interesting things in the collectible world that have happened lately with something we've talked about and some of you have called in and asked about, comic books. Hey, Harry, how are you?
You were doing great. What's happening out in your world there, kiddo?
Everything's good because no snow, at least in my neighborhood. That's the big thing now, snow in Texas. I know you're getting snow there.
Well, first of all, I just looked out the window. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning here in Connecticut, and there's no snow. There's no rain. There's no nothing out there.
Good.
You know, it's been an interesting time being in Brookfield, Kate. That big snow that hit Philadelphia, we didn't get any. The 30-incher in Philly, we didn't get any. The 24-incher after that, we got an inch. We did get about 4 inches the other week, and this last big snow that went through here, we got rain. We're right on the line. North of us, they had snow. So now, of course, they're predicting the next big storm coming through, and I'm losing all faith in weathermen, I must tell you. No, I have to drive out. I have to drive out for a personal appearance in Erie this weekend, and you know, I was out in Buffalo 2 weekends ago. And there they had 4 inches, which is known in Buffalo as a light dusting.
Yeah, a light dusting. That is a light dusting for them.
Yeah, but my friend told me, I talked to my friend in Florida, who told me that, not this week, but I think the week you were referring to, a week or two ago, it snowed in 49 of the 50 states.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The only exception being Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So much for global warming.
Yeah, so much for it. I agree.
Well, it will be interesting because clearly, you know, for those of us that are older, I don't put you in that category, mind you, living here on the East Coast, the winter this year is kind of like the winters I remember as a kid. these big heavy snowstorms and so forth, although we've broken records everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy. Not, 70 not, inches, yeah.
Now, not in this area, but down there. But hey, but all's right with the world, kid. The position players reported today.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
You know, tomorrow. No, is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right. Mm-hmm. Position players report in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally get a sport back everybody's willing to listen to.
Yeah, could that be baseball?
Could be. Could be.
Yeah, you know I'm a huge baseball fan, and obviously you are too,
Yeah, well, you know, I like the baseball season. You know, the teams are back, and a lot of speculation, a lot of off-season activity for everybody, actually.
So no kidding.
We'll see how it goes.
Hey, let me ask you about this, because I've even had people send me
news. Million-dollar comic book?
Yeah. Everybody wanted to know about that.
I may have held that, actually, in my hands at one point in time. Not sure it's the same one. You know, there's a mystique about this. Imagine paying $1 million for something that's sealed in plastic you can't touch. What happened was that, you know, there are certain high-end pieces that have not become collectible in that sense, but have become investment-grade commodities. The Honus Wagner baseball card is one example. And, you know, the Heritage Galleries in Dallas, Texas, has a number of players and people with money who are investing big bucks in a lot of things. They had an auction several weeks ago where they sold 3 coins in the auction for $1 million plus a piece. So here comes DC number one. And what happened was back in the 1980s, a collection came out in Pennsylvania where there were 12 of the top 20 comics, among which was Action number one and DC 27, the comics that originated Superman and Batman. And the collection sold for $75,000, and the Superman comic sold later to the dealer who bought the collection, got $75,000 for that, and now it broke. And now that comic book, not that specific comic book, but that comic book is now broken $1 million. Okay.
Wow, that's,
you know, sooner or later, the bubble's going to burst.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, who's going to be the guy that stuck with it? Who's going to be the guy that's, you know, that paid the price like this and then isn't going to be able to sell it for it? You know, to me, it's P.T. Barnum all over again. Fools and their money are soon parted, or there's a sucker born every minute, or whatever you want to.
But it's good when you're on the side of you find the sucker and you sell it and you get the big bucks for it.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the things that we learned in the Great Recession of 1988. Now, you know, talk about the Great Recession that we're in right now. But the antique trade went through, or the country did too, through recession 1988. And in 1988... we proved that there is a limit. We proved there is a price at which everything will not sell. And obviously we haven't hit it with this comic book yet. But the thing about it is, it raises the important question in the antique trade in a lot of categories. Who's the winner? Is the winner the person with the object who paid more for it than anybody else has ever paid for it again before? You know, is the winner the person who has the comic book and who paid more for it than anybody ever paid before, or is the winner all the people along the way who sold it and have the money?
I say the people who have the money.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, the people with the money have the money. The person with the comic book has the comic book. And it would be nice. It would be nice. Wouldn't life be nice if everything went up in value? I suppose what the reality check is, maybe people ought to go out and look at what their homes are worth today.
Oh, yeah, don't tell us about that. Boy, that's a discussion of another kind.
Well, it is a discussion of another kind, but it's not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant to this discussion.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Because
value.
Furthermore, these things are just tangible things.
Right.
I mean, the thing about that comic book, it's printed on pulp paper. You know, at some point in time, not tomorrow and not in the next number of years, that comic book's going to rot.
Yeah, and there goes that
$1 million. Somehow, to me, there seems to be some justice here.
Yeah, ta-da.
But,
but,
you know, hey, boys and their toys.
Yeah,
one thing it's safe to say, Kate, in defense of your sex, it wasn't a woman who bought it.
No. Mm-mm.
No, I'm sure not.
No, and most women are, I don't know that women are.
Women have more sense than to spend $1 million on a 10-cent comic book.
I think so, too. Plus, I think most women.
As a male chauvinist, it hurts me to say that, Kate. Truly, it does.
Plus, how big a fan are women of comics?
Well, that's one of the things we haven't talked about. Antiques and collectibles are sexist.
Yes. I think so, too.
I mean, Krause Publications, one of the leading publishers of trade papers and so forth in our field, did a study one time to try to find out the number of women and number of men that collected in any category. And the most disproportionate category they found were wreckers. 97% of the collectors were men and 3% were women.
Mm.
I would have thought it was firearms, but I know that there's a lot of women's firearms collectors out there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by the wreckers, though. Absolutely.
No, because you've had experience in that. Now, I would say in sports collectibles, it wouldn't surprise me to find the ratio of men to women 9-to-1 or something like that.
Yeah, probably you're right. We have to talk about it. Let's do that on our next time. We're almost out of time. I can't believe it. And I had a question to ask you.
Go ahead. Ask away.
Somebody wanted me to ask you this. They've got the Barry Bonds, and they figured it's going to be worth nothing. But they have a Barry Bonds rookie card. Now you know all this
stuff
that's going on.
Well, better than Mark McGuire.
Yeah, that's true. That was kind of my response. I think it's better than that. Was that even going to be worth anything?
I think it's the situation like Rose. I think the sports writers are going to just be in a dilemma until they solve the Rose issue, and then they're going to have to solve the Bonds issue. How could you not put Bonds in the Hall of Fame? But then again, how could you not put Rose in the Hall of Fame? These guys can find all the rules they want, but nothing takes away the accomplishments of these people.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, both gentlemen bent the rules. And for that, they will suffer.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, over the next number of years, as Barry Bonds and many other people involved with the thing, I mean, what are you going to do with Roger Clemens?
Oh, yeah, forget it. I think he doesn't get in until he's dead.
Yep. I mean, this is the great, either that or we have a special wing.
Yeah, the asterisk wing.
The asterisk wing, that's right.
I love that. Harry, we're out of time, so next week when you come on...
Second week in March.
So the second week in March when you come on, let's talk about antiques and collectibles, male and female, and we'll take calls.
Actually, I was packing up my library and found two books that were written in the 70s called Antiques for Men and Antiques for Women.
Perfect. Dig them out, and we'll talk about it next time, okay? You have a good one. Harry Rinker. Oof. I could talk to him all night long. Stay with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say that
coming up we have a candidate for the dungeon, and it is jaw-dropping what has happened here. Plus, the big cat fight between two Olympic athletes. Wow. Popular Olympic athletes, too. Strange things. I'll give you a hint on the slopes. The medals, how are we doing in that category? I mentioned the amount, but what's the breakdown and what happened on the ice? We'll give you all the skinny on that in sports shorts. That's also coming up around the bend. But before we do that, I started the conversation, opened it up to all of you at 800-259-5791. The man who is now charged with shooting and wounding two students outside a Littleton, Colorado school had entered and left that building on his own earlier in the day and didn't seem to draw any suspicions whatsoever. I mentioned he was a 32-year-old guy. Somebody had gone to school there in the 90s. And I guess that's probably why. I mean, think about that. He could go in and say, oh, I used to be a student here and whatever nonsense. So he did go in the building and then came back and decided to shoot. So a math teacher has become sort of the face or the hero of this thing after breaking it up. And this school is just 2 miles from Columbine, the big massacre that happened in 99, although that was the two kids, as you know. So he says, look, I was just doing my job. I was trying to protect the students from danger. So that's what happened. And luckily he did, though. Luckily he got involved and didn't cower and went after him. And it turned out that, you know, they got him under $1 million bond is what he would have to pony up. And he had some sort of mental illness and was having trouble paying bills. And there were a lot of things in his background that were questionable. And what happened was the suspect had signed in at the main office about noon and was walking around. So they're trying to reconstruct what happened, and they're talking to school staff members and all that sort of stuff. They found live rounds from the hunting rifle at a couple of different places on the school grounds, so this could have been a lot worse. He was an unemployed ranch hand, And he had, as I mentioned, problems with mental health problems, and was also having, also was arrested at one point for domestic violence and driving under the influence and whatnot. So it was a teenager was terrified, running for their lives. He opened fire in the parking lot with the rifle at the end of the school day and wounded the two students, and looked like he was going to try to do more damage, was aiming for other kids, when the one teacher got him to the ground and the others chipped in. And, he did get that one round off, as the hero guy said, before he could stop him. But he did stop him, and that's the thing, and he did get involved. In fact, there's even a Facebook page called Dr. David Behnke, a True Hero, and already 17,000 people have signed up for that, so good for him. And the two victims are okay, and that's the good news. Not killed in this case. Whew. Thank goodness. But it brings up the whole gun thing, of course, and as to whether or not teachers, like in Israel, should be armed. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Katie. It looks like it's going to be Team USA against Team Canada for the gold medal. That's my prediction. That is going to be one heck of a game. But first of all, there was some stupid French-Canadian guy that dissed a gay American figure skater. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, there's some crazy French-Canadian sports commentator. He made a bunch of insulting. Apparently, there's an openly gay he's a really good figure skater, an American.
Oh, yes. This happened a couple days ago, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just heard about it today. You know, the French-Canadians, if you make one joke about French-Canadians, they go running to the Human Rights Commission and start screaming and crying like a bunch of crybabies. But they can dish it out, but they can't take it in Quebec. You know, in Western Canada, as far as I'm concerned, you've heard about this separatism, right? In Quebec, they want to separate,
become an
independent nation. What would happen if the citizens of the great state of Texas decided we want to declare Texas to be an independent republic? Would they be allowed to do that?
Well, they've talked about secession before, but I don't think it'll happen. And the word allowed, and could they really do it? That's two different things.
Would Washington allow that? Because
no.
I thought Abraham Lincoln said that, when the South tried to secede, Abraham Lincoln said, no way.
Right. Oh, yeah. If it were really serious, they would step in and say, no way, yes.
But those French, if you make one joke about a French Canadian, they scream bloody blue murder. You know, they call you a racist and a bigot, but they can dish it out. But it was getting back to Team USA really stuck it to the Swiss today, right?
Switzerland. I watched it. Zach Parise, two goals. It was great.
And Team Canada had a hell of a time with Switzerland. They had to go to overtime shootout to beat Switzerland. So that is going to be one heck of a game for the gold medal. I think it's going to be Team USA. Did you notice one funny thing about the Swiss goalie? Maybe it's just me, but the Swiss goalie, he was hiding at the back of the net, and then every 15 minutes he'd come out to the front of the crease, do something cuckoo, and then go back to the back of the net. Just like the old, am I wrong? Isn't Switzerland famous for making cuckoo clocks?
You are stretching for your joke,
yeah,
Al.
Yeah, I'm really reaching. But Kate, could I say one other thing? Team Canada beat the Russians tonight, right?
It was great. They had him on the ropes the whole time, really.
Yeah, and I was just at the time, I was listening to an old CD by Sting, and there's a song by Sting called The Russians. You know, if the Russians love their children too? Have you heard that song?
Mm-hmm.
By Sting? You know, and that's, it's really good. There's a line in there, Mr. Putin said we will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. That's exactly what I got to say to the Russians. They thought they were going to bury Canada, and we slaughtered them. So, Sting was like Nostradamus. He predicted this hockey game tonight.
Sweet. How about some applause for that as we usher Al out? I give Al props for that comment, weaving in some of the lyrics of Sting's song. So, Al, you missed on the one joke, but you scored on the second time around. We go from Al in Canada to Travis in Vermont. Hello, Travis.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? What's the weather like in Vermont?
Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need any snow?
I love snow, brother. I'm ready for it. I wanted skiing, so bring it here.
Well, I live in St. Albans, Vermont, and we were supposed to have the storm bypass us here in St. Albans in the north. And we ended up with approximately, well, where I live here in St. Albans, about 3 feet. So if anybody needs any snow, I will actually not charge them, but I will deliver it for free.
I love it.
So nonetheless, about the Colorado incident and gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont, as I'm sure we all know, and if folks don't know, we have a very low crime rate. Crime rate nonetheless, but very, very low. And I have to say that's because the individuals here that are actually are natives, within retrospect, are well-trained with handguns and rifles, to which we should be and have to be here in the state of Vermont. There's no issue. We don't have these school shootings. Hence, because everybody in the state of Vermont pretty much has some kind of a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Right. Therefore, so your point is what you're saying is it works because look what's happened here.
Yes. I mean, granted, we cannot take any kind of a lethal weapon as far as a handgun, rifle, shotgun within state or federal buildings, which I agree with 100%.
Sure.
On the other hand, folks in Vermont understand that everybody holds something as far as a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we, again, have an understanding that there's going to be no trouble. None of this should happen. And the folks in Colorado, God bless them, and my heart goes out to them. Yet, gun control should be within the individual that's holding the gun.
I'm right there with you. I'm all about gun rights, and because I have the same philosophy that you have, it's and you mentioned it, and I love that you mentioned this because the people know how to use it. You have to know what you're going to do. You have to know how to use it, and I always say this: you cannot have a gun if you're not prepared to use it correctly. And that's the thing, and you mentioned that right from the get-go. And others have said the same thing. Imagine if you knew that the availability was there, would that not be somewhat of a deterrent? And I think it would be, yes.
In my personal opinion is that teachers, talking about schools,
mm-hmm.
in certain demographic areas, should be able to have the right to have a gun on their possession, as long as they are trained properly to handle the weapon and they continue their training and they practice on a regular basis so they know their weapon. Therefore, they don't make a mistake. Now, to conceal the weapon within the school system, in their desk or whatnot, that's another issue.
Mm-hmm.
You have teachers in certain areas that may or may not know how to, I guess what I'm trying to get at is how are they, and granted, I'm a gun advocate. I shoot constantly.
But right.
How are these folks going to, as teachers, how are they going to secure those weapons where the students aren't going to have access to them?
Yeah, you know, excellent, excellent point. Travis, you're a great caller. Call this show anytime. We appreciate it. You brought up some interesting things. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry about those, all that snow, 3 feet of snow. How do they procure it? That is the question. Stay with us.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Woohoo! It's yet more medals for the U.S. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you, swinging from here and there and everywhere in between on a little old show called America Tonight. Bronze medal in the bobsled for the Americans. That was nice to see. Aaron Pock got that gold medal. So 28 medals in all for the U.S. The Canadian actually won that event, Callie Humphreys. That was big for her. She was an alternate break person 4 years ago in Turin. She lost her spot, and here she is, and she wins the – she turns around and wins gold. So it was Canada's seventh gold, by the way, of the games. But that wasn't the big story for the Canadians. Canada was able to shut down the Russians. They're into the semis, 7-3. What a huge quarterfinal win for them. A stunning loss, I think, for the Russians. And now the Canadians redeem themselves after that loss to the United States, that 5-3 loss a couple of days ago back on Sunday. So the Canadians could be on pace for the gold, perhaps going up against the U.S., wow, a rematch of 2002 if those two teams do hook up. Let's hook up and go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
First of all, we took the gold and silver in that two-person bobsled.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just rubbing it in.
Yeah, thanks.
And we also won another medal in short, in as I said, a broadcaster called it, that's a cross between a leisurely skated to rink and roller derby.
Yeah.
3,000 meters.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow night, I think everyone will be watching, and I'll have Kleenex sitting next, standing next to my chair when Joni Frechette goes in her free skate.
I hope Joni Frechette gets a medal. I was listening to a skating expert today from the U.S., and this was a local guy. It wasn't any of the national stuff, and he said that she really has a good chance to medal.
Oh, yeah, that would be, that'd
be great.
Oh, that would be simply fantastic. And, of course, I'd probably be bawling like a little baby, but, you know, there are extenuating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ovechkin, let's talk about him. He likes to hit, but he doesn't like to be hit. Mm-hmm. So when I saw a couple of Canadian players, you know, give him a couple of good body checks, it was like, oh, me don't like check. You know, I think that's one of the reasons. And the Russians let in a couple of softies. And a friend of mine saw your game against the Swiss. If it wasn't for Miller and Nets, he thought the Swiss might have won.
Oh, yeah, the Swiss. See, everybody keeps saying, oh, the U.S. I heard somebody say, oh, the U.S., you know, just basically blew by the Swiss. And I'm like, were you watching the same guy, the same game I was watching? Miller was incredible. Yeah. Zach Parise was, again, Parise is the guy who scored the two goals. One was an empty netter. But, you know, the Swiss were tough against the Canadians, too.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you've ever seen the, because I know a couple of buds of mine way back when played in Switzerland, they said, this is a good hockey league. And I don't know if you've ever have a chance to travel to Switzerland. You know, if you have a chance to go see a Swiss Elite League game, it is decently good hockey. So, I mean, it's not like the Swiss are, you know, because you think because of from past history, Switzerland neutral and they'd be weak. Not when it comes to hockey, they're not, you know.
Oh, yeah, no. They're much, I guess you think of skiing, you think of other things, but
right.
No, they're not weak.
No, and right now, so who knows, maybe, unfortunately I won't be able to call you and say, okay, what's the bet if it's a gold medal game? But, okay, let's say for argument's sake Canada does meet the U.S. in the gold medal game.
Mm-hmm.
Same bet?
Same bet. I'll have to sing O Canada, you sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay. Oh, yeah. By the way, a certain rabbinical person knows your website address?
Uh-huh.
He checks it out every so often to hear what, you know, a subject, so he can talk to some of his old professors about bringing it up in their philosophy classes. And then he said, and I quote, I heard somebody sing, just like the Muslims are being woken up for prayer.
So we posted your little Star Spangled Banner. I thought it was very well done, and
yeah.
That's funny. He must have clicked on it. That's great.
Yeah, and he was doubling over in his chair. He said, I could plot, Uncle Sammy. I could plot. I said, was I that bad? He goes, instead of hearing, just you have seen you singing, period. I went, I love you too, Steve.
I thought it was good. So you better practice, buddy. We got people waiting in line, so we got to take another one. But you practice, and
okay,
congratulations
and
on that win for the Canadians.
Okay, but if it's not Canada and the U.S., you know what I mean, then, you know.
Then we'll just talk about it. Thanks, Sam. Let's move from Sam to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Darren, I wish I could have talked to that guy in Travis. I've always wondered something. By the way, you're not going to believe it. We actually, now this deserves an applause almost from your audience. We've got snow tonight. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle that you have snow?
Yeah. When he was offering to send it, I was just about ready to say, yeah, send that stuff. You know, this has been the driest winter I've seen in 7 years I've been doing this run, Kate. I mean,
which is so crazy because that usually I can remember you and I have been talking on the air for a while now, and we're always telling me about a boatload of snow.
Yeah, but I just don't know. The West ain't getting hit this year. I guess it's just the East Coast. So, you know, and it's overkill over there. So, I mean, you're even getting snow in Dallas for crying out loud. You're not supposed to be getting snow that often.
I agree.
Anyway, hey, by the way, real quick, you're going to be short on time. Now, I told you last week when we talked about Toyota and the Japanese, I told you, you know, I went to high school over there, and then, you know, they're very prideful people. They don't, you know, they believe in striving for perfection, and, you know, it's part of their religion to, you know, to every day improve yourself. And
mm-hmm.
And I told you there was just no way Toyota was going to come out and say there was something wrong with that electronic throttle system of theirs. And of course, today he was standing there in front of Congress saying, oh, nope, there's nothing wrong with electronics on our computer. But did you hear the catchphrase to the whole thing when he said, "Oh, we're going to on the recalls, we're going to retrofit." That meant they're going to fix it.
He did say that. You're right. He did say that. That's funny. Yeah.
That means they know that there's something wrong with that throttle control module, and you gotta admit, I mean, it would be like Sony coming out saying, "We got a defect in one of our TVs." You know, they're just not going to. It's just too prideful. It's just too hard for them to come out and say that they made a mistake in electronics. So they've always been the electronics whizzes over there.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, from cameras to TVs to practically any other electronic device, and so you know, I just hope they get some of the stories I've been hearing that have happened, and I just can't imagine that family that was killed doing 140 miles an hour on the San Diego freeway.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Anyway, though, hey, listen, I need to let you go, but I got to let you know one funny line I heard tonight. Bobcats are here in Salt Lake playing the Jazz, and they were putting a weapon on Utah in the first half, and now Utah buckled it down, but the comment by Jerry Sloan, you know, the old time coach here afterward, he said, "Bobcats hit 8 3-pointers in the first half."
Uh-huh.
He said, "We were going out to defend them like we're on roller skates." Basketball guys on roller skates.
That's good.
He's always good for one, I'm telling you. So.
He's the king of the one-liners. I love it. I'm glad that you shared that with us. Thanks, Don.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Wow. Don, for people listening, does this route where he's going through Wyoming and Utah. Normally pretty snowy. A lot of times he called us and couldn't actually follow through on his route and whatever. And here he is in talking to Travis in Vermont with the 3 feet of snow. They haven't had very much snow whatsoever. So he's right. It was time for them to borrow snow. And luckily it's starting to actually fall there, which is big news. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Abraham Lincoln, who said, "It's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt."
One guy tells another guy something, then he tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on.